We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
R. Kelly, I laughed so hard when I saw this because he got arrested yesterday for not paying child support. And long story short, he comes out and says, well, I know I owe $161 million, but I could pay like 50 to 60 today, and then can I get on a payment plan?
Wait. The dude owes over 100 grand in child support.
To his ex-wife for their three kids, okay, because two of them are above 18 now, but they're still a 16-year-old, but he hasn't paid. I mean, he's so far back in child support, and the guy has, what'd you say, a multi-million dollar apartment at Trump Tower?
The guy lives in downtown Chicago in Trump Tower, multi-million dollar place. I'm sure he has more than one home. And oh, by the way, he sold like tens of millions of albums.
I love that he had trouble posting the bail.
But he needs a payment plan.
He needs a payment plan. It's unbelievable. It's like, you don't get crap.
No.
Just give us all your money and go to jail forever, because in the end, that's what's going to happen. In the end, that's what's going to happen. He's going to have to just give it all to his kids anyway, because he's going to prison. He's up against 10 counts.
Bro.
10 counts of sexual assault involving four victims that were underage. I mean, these girls are 14.
Disgusting.
14 on videotape currently. These aren't old ones. These are the new ones.
Like, when you look at the average Joe, like the average guy who just is a 9-to-5 worker, if he owes X in child support, they'll take his ass, they'll take his house, they'll take his car. Why is it not the same with R. Kelly when he's living in a place that, if you were to value it, would be multi-millions of dollars? Sell a freaking room and sell a room in the place and pay your ass off.
Thank you.
Christ, and you know what the worst?
I know. R. Kelly makes me so angry. And here's the worst part. He says his money's a mess. He's been mismanaged all these years. And that, you know, he doesn't have a relationship with his kids because of all the false allegations against him. I'm thinking to myself, those kids lived in your house. They know how abusive you are. The mom's already talked about this. Yeah, like, they're not stupid. You know what I mean?
I just want to swear.
But wait, he still has the two girlfriends living in Trump Tower with him that the parents want them out. And they say they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the women are like? You just don't know him. Nobody knows him like we know him. I'm like, oh, you're sick. He just got arrested for more child support.
Hold on.
Of raping 14-year-olds. We don't know him.
They are right. We don't know him like know him. Because they know him as the bitch. If you say anything, I swear to God, I'll kill you, your family. I'll kill everybody you know and love.
It's scary. And you know what the sad part is? He's going to have to go to prison forever for these women to not care. And it's going to show that they're only with him because he's R. Kelly. You know what I mean? Can't wait till he's in prison and they have nothing left.
Did you see what Gayle King said after the interview with him that aired?
What?
She was like, I could see in his eyes this was somebody who seriously needs help and was just unraveling.
Yeah.
Just watching him unravel.
He's insane.
I was a little nervous at one point.
Watching that interview with Gayle King when he was standing up screaming and jumping around,
pounding
thinking to
his
myself,
chest.
You're crazy. And like, you really are grand. Standing thinking people really care right now. Like, you're not in the bubble where people obsess over you.
No.
In fact, now you're in the bubble where everyone hates you.
Yeah, you gotta go pay your damn child support. Check you later.
And how sad the girlfriends. You don't know them like we do.
Oh, Christ.
Just go to prison.
Maybe that's a cry for help that we don't know yet from
I hope. Get them out.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. It's 9 degrees.
Woohoo!
A couple more days. We're getting there. It's going to get warmer, I promise you.
Dude, like today.
Let's get through the weekdays.
Today is like the last day in the 20s for a little while.
I've been dreaming about tomorrow and the weekend. Praying it stays in the 30s then, which is what the forecast doesn't have it going above 40, but maybe it will. I'll take 35. Did it go up to 40 now?
I just looked at the forecast. I'm seeing mid 40s, and I know it's way too
new.
I know it's way far out, but I've seen the 50. I've seen 50 in what I'm seeing on the internet here with the weather.
What does far out mean?
Like Wednesday, like a week out.
Oh, so yeah. We only know 2 days.
I know.
But the good news is we know it's going to be 38 by Saturday.
which
that's leads to the St. Patrick's Day parade,
which was my good news.
It is.
I am so excited.
Why?
St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday of all time.
Because, it is. Oh my! I don't know if I knew that.
As an Irishman, well, between St. Patrick's Day,
I don't remember
Day
you and, being decked out to the nines on St. Patty's Day.
Oh
though,
hell
us.
Yeah!
Picturing you at the parades, like, I didn't know this about you.
Oh, dude, I'm all decked out. I love St. Patrick. St. Patrick's Day and Halloween are like my A and B. Mm. I'm an Irishman who loves to get blackout drunk. Of course I love St. Patrick's Day.
I'm Irish. I don't care about St. Patrick's Day like that.
Oh, but we'll be in the parade on Saturday.
Yes.
And that pumps me up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because I already bought my attire like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
So how into it are you, actually? Now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing, are you that into it?
Oh, I'm into it, but I'm the last minute guy.
You're
going to
be at Walgreens on Saturday morning?
I'll be at Target.
Buying your accessories?
I'll be at Target Friday night, thank you very much. I was in Target yesterday.
I brought a ton of accessories, and I they're all in my closet.
Oh, man.
They're fun.
St. Patty's Day is coming. We're excited.
And they have to do the parade. Like, they always do it earlier.
Of course.
And the Shamrock Shuffle was 2 weeks ago, so... Anyway, yeah. My good news is that I took another long nap yesterday.
Oh.
And I went to bed at like 8 o'clock maybe. I was in bed by 7.
Beautiful.
I woke up, I was like, oh. I tried to go to bed at 4, but that didn't work. I got back up. I said, okay, you're not tired. Do something with your life. You can't go to bed at 4 p.m. And I literally got back up.
But so, you got some good sleep,
yes,
and that's
I
great
did.
News. Hell yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KISSFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Sorry you had to come in there.
Let's talk about insanity and soccer freaking hooligans.
I mean, just when I think it can't get any worse, kids in America become more punks. You have to see another video of kids acting like idiots and parents allowing it. That's what blows my mind.
Now
so,
these were kids from Illinois.
So what?
I know, but I'm just saying they were fibs.
They're
they
in
were
America.
Fibs. They were
I don't
fibs.
Give a damn if they're in Illinois. They're in America and they represent us, you dumb dumbs.
I know, but they're fish.
God. And I grew up in Illinois, so shut the hell up. It's like me saying everybody in Pennsylvania and New Jersey is a dumb dumb.
You'd
Come
be
on.
Right. You'd be right. I would agree. Okay.
Listen, this is crazy. So there's this video out from Waukesha. A soccer referee was attacked on Sunday. They were having a game for like youth soccer. And somebody got mad because the refs tried to, you know, say there was too much roughhousing going on. They were trying to make everyone safe, ironically.
Shocker.
And as they go up, and cell phone video caught all of this, they're trying to make everyone safer and stop the roughhousing in the soccer game, which was a team from Illinois up here playing a team from Wisconsin.
Yep.
The referees halt the game, and then somebody throws a water bottle at one of the referees, and then one of the kids punches them, 12 years old.
Dude.
12 years old. So the police had to come, and they're at this indoor facility in Brookfield. They come out and the referee said he's never seen anything like it. He said, I was trying to make everyone safe. I didn't expect to be punched.
He got rocked.
Yeah, he's like, never in a million years would I have thought somebody would throw a punch at a referee when I'm trying to make everyone safe by telling them to stop roughhousing. So three kids got citations, but that was it.
Dude.
The dude said he was so mad because Brookfield police arrested two 17-year-olds and the 12-year-old, gave them citations, released them to their parents. They were got citations for battery and disorderly conduct. And the referee was like, but they're just going to go do it again. It's unbelievable. Like, they didn't even have consequences.
Yep. It's crazy. Like, the kid gets, like, the ref is just trying to do his job. He's breaking it up. The kid, this 12-year-old, picks up a water bottle too, okay?
If I saw one of my children clock a ref at the age of 12, what do you think you would picture after that? Allie running, Allie sprinting down to the field, grabbing my child by the ear.
No.
I wouldn't physically assault him because that would be hypocritical.
Okay.
I would grab him by the ear. I would rock him. I would scream at him in the middle of everyone.
Oh.
I would humiliate him. I mean, it would just be on. I'd be like, you did not just seriously punch a ref, you little punk.
Now I'm picturing your kids at 12 years old, only when your kids are 12 years old, they're going to be about 6'5".
Yeah.
And I picture mommy...
Kicking off the ear.
I picture mommy grabbing him by the ear. Hudson, Owen, how could you do this? You go up and apologize to this kind man.
I would. This is crazy.
Nuts, man.
So the players from Illinois, I don't think they'll be invited back. But,
I don't think
so. The ref is going to be okay that got punched. And, geez, soccer? I mean, it's soccer,
those
people.
Damn hooligans.
It ain't that serious. serious.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So get this, Taylor Swift wrote an article in the new issue of Elle about how she is completely terrified of touring because of the bombing in Manchester at Ariana Grande's concert, which makes sense. I hadn't even thought about this.
Totally.
She said that she now fears for her fans and even herself. So she changed all of her security efforts. She said it's been like change. It sparked extensive changes to everything. And it should be carried over the rest of her life. She said, quote, I carry Quick Clot Army Grade bandage dressing, which is for gunshot or stab wounds. Yeah, she carries that with her.
Can you please repeat that one more time? That whole sentence.
Quick Clot Army Grade bandage dressing, which is for gunshot or stab wounds.
All she wants to do is go on stage and sing and do meet and greets with her fans. And she's, when it comes to meet and greets, like there's meet and greets and there's Taylor Swift meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of idiots who go and cause mayhem are going to ruin that for everybody.
Yeah, she literally just wants to sing. And she's basically carrying around stuff that the military carries around in a war.
She's
carrying around dressing for, to cover up a gunshot or a stab wound.
All the woman wants to do is get on stage and sing.
And make people happy.
Yeah.
And she's already dealt with stalkers, which is, can be traumatizing. So she's already had that issue.
Uh-huh.
She's already afraid because of them. She even got a restraining order against one of the dudes because he had a knife when he tried to get into her house, one of the guys.
People are sick, man.
I mean, it's insane. Another person was arrested after they took a shovel to her front door.
What the hell?
Imagine if somebody was like attacking your house on the regular with a knife. You'd be scared, too.
And I would be.
I'd be terrified.
And I'd be loaded up. I mean, she's...
I was catching up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night, which finally came back, and all of those women have been robbed now. So, these celebrities are getting robbed.
Uh-huh.
Like nonstop. So that was part of the season premiere was that they had all had their houses robbed. And even Erica Jane said they've been hit 5 times.
Really?
5 times. And so, what's her face? Kyle, Paris Hilton's aunt.
Yes.
She said, well, we have not only a whole new security system. She said, we have security on site. We have security. It was the stuff they have to go to just to protect your house. Just move to freaking Chino and get a 3-bedroom, man.
Oh,
get
hell
out
no.
Of Beverly Hills.
The Real Housewives of Chino Hills does not have the same ring as the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'll have you know.
It's just so much work.
It is.
Protecting these gigantic mansions. And how these people are breaking into them with all the security is still beyond me.
I've never been happier to be a nobody living in a duplex in West Dallas, Wisconsin. Seriously.
We're talking about how they would come home and everything would be gone numerous times. So they'd
unreal.
Be like, all the jewelry my mom gave me from my grandma, gone. Like, this just happens. It's like, I'm like, that's normal to have people break into your house and wipe out your whole closet 5 times?
Just another Tuesday in Hollywood.
It would be on. I would have a security guard walking next to me.
You're damn right.
I matter to the world.
But you don't need a security guard. All you need is your big mouth. Come on now.
That's true. So,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So, Givens, I'm scared to ask what the hell happened if the police were involved. What did you do now, dude?
Dude, okay.
You're a lunatic.
I remember the first half of the school year when I picked up my girlfriend's daughter from school, and I was there super early. So I would have a prime parking spot. Oh, I was that guy, right?
Did you ever admit to me you did that? Because I make fun of those parents that get there an hour early.
Oh, you beat the hell.
I think they're idiots.
You beat the hell out of me for it, yes.
Get a life. Yeah.
But then I changed my ways, right? So now I'm one of the last to arrive.
Yeah, because you realized it was stupid and you were waiting for an hour, but you were still picking her up at the same time, weren't you?
But I noticed that people were parking in a zone where it says no stopping between 7:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. So I was parking there, right? What the hell? Everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I'm waiting in line. I get Cora from school. We have about a 2-minute walk to the car. And I see over a fence that there's a police officer outside with his ticket book out.
Yeah.
And he's writing tickets to everybody that's illegally parked.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay.
The school knows it's illegal. So doesn't the school have a system for the car line? Doesn't the school have a system where parents can go that they're not going to get a ticket? There's no system?
Not to my knowledge.
Am I assuming that's too much for the school to handle? That there's actually a system for a car line where people aren't going to get tickets?
Parking on the street, there is no system from what I've seen, from what I've gathered going there almost a year at this point.
So wait, but okay, go ahead. Finish the story and then I'll ask you the rest.
So I see this cop writing tickets and I go, hey, Cora, let's pick up the pace here because she's saying bye to her friends, taking her sweet old time. And I'm like, we got to get the hell out of the car before I get a ticket.
Now, so you get out of the car to pick her up?
Yes, yes.
Okay, does everyone get out of their car to walk up and pick them up?
Yes.
There's no drive up.
There might be, but not for the first graders. I know that she's in first grade, so maybe for the older kids.
That sucks. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
So I see this cop, and I'm like, hey, Cora, let's pick up the pace. You know, let's go, Cora. And she's like, bye, Miles. Bye, Marley. And I'm like, Cora, we got to go. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Move your ass.
So she's not moving. I pick her up like, oh, let me put you on my shoulders. We're running, right? I, like, throw her in the car. I'm like, all right, Cora, get your seatbelt on. Now the cop is two cars
away.
Thank
God you got your stuff taken care of, right?
It was the day after. I was so damn happy.
You got your insurance fixed and all that.
The cop is two cars away. Cora's in the back. I'm like, all right, Cora, are you buckled? And I start to sweat. I'm like, if he starts writing the ticket, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Cora, do you have yourself buckled? I turn the car on. She's like, no, not yet. I throw it in reverse. I'm like, Cora, do you have yourself buckled? No, not yet. I start creeping in reverse. I hear her belt buckle click, and I threw that bitch in reverse, slammed on the gas, did like a quick K turn, and booked it out of there.
You never even talked to him.
He was at the car in front of me, but I know I was next in line, and I don't know if he took license plates before he started writing tickets or what happened. I just saw this dude one car away.
Well, there's got to be complaining from people that live around there. They're like, what the hell? So the reason there's no parking probably is for what? Because of the school.
It keeps the front of the school and where the kids who are old enough to leave on their own, it leaves all of that clear. It should leave all of that clear, but parents park there.
I thought you guys pulled up, and I thought that you were waiting in a line where you weren't supposed to be parked. But now that I know you guys were actually parked, got out of your cars in a no parking zone, like, I don't know what to say to that. Like, I get it that everybody does it, but you're just asking for it.
You know what I gotta say to that? As I wiped the sweat from my brow.
I feel really spoiled now that we have a car line. I mean, that's crazy.
I thought, and it's 20, 30 people every day up there.
Yeah, and it's freezing. I mean, I sit in my car and wait 10 minutes to pull up, and then my kid jumps in and we pull off.
Oh, not here,
And I get angry at all the dummies in front of me who take forever, you know? Oh, and so that's funny.
Here I am.
Get out and walk up.
Bobbing and weaving, trying not to get a ticket.
You'll live. Don't get me wrong. We're so spoiled. I'm like, you get out of the car and walk up?
Oh, my God. How could you? The horror.
No. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, but Riggs is gone. He's up in La Crosse. We'll find out why tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's just me and Gibbon. So lots of fighting in Milwaukee over the parking, huh?
Bro.
It's so bad, though.
Have you tried parking downtown in the last, like, month?
Gibbons, I lived downtown for years, and it was a freaking nightmare when it snowed. I had a garage spot.
Uh-huh, so did I, thank God.
But if I didn't have a garage spot, it would have been on. However, when I lived downtown, part of that time, I was in a relationship, so we had two cars.
Uh-huh.
And we did not have two spots. And let me tell you, parking on the street with the other car was a nightmare.
You know how when you can't find parking, you're like,
it's bad enough with no snow.
But you're like, public works, damn you. Why won't somebody yell about that?
Well, it's funny. Somebody did yell about that, Gibbons.
Oh, tell me more.
I know you're shocked. No. So there's an alderman, Bob Bauman. You see him on the news a lot. He's been going off saying that the Department of Public Works, it's their fault, and that they should have fixed this problem by now because they've had all this time to go out and clear some of that snow from where people can park, you know?
Absolutely.
But they have to use front-end loaders, they said. So that's a specific type. They do have them. They're just not being used because of money and manpower. So basically, because the agreement between the Department of Public Works and the contractors has already run out, they're not doing any of the work to clear the snow, and they're not amending the agreement. So this alderman's going, this is a mess. People are confused. They don't know where to park. You're changing the restrictions because the snow keeps coming, and nothing's cleared out. So I get what he's saying in the sense of, you know, in the meantime, when it's not snowing, if you don't clear the park, the streets, how are people supposed to park when they get home?
Yeah, you've had a couple of weeks with no snow to get this.
You're not even
done.
Trying. I mean, I saw a guy with one of these front loaders moving snow from a turn lane on the freeway yesterday. Not the freeway. I'm sorry. It was Silver Spring.
Uh-huh.
So he's clearing just a turn lane with one. He's in the middle of the road with a front loader. So people are going around him. But I'm thinking, okay, like obviously that turn lane is still covered with snow because it's on the side.
Right.
It needs to be cleared. So there are people still clearing snow out, and it's going to melt next week, hopefully, some of it.
Thank God.
But, I mean, I understand the parking dilemma.
Dude, and it's not just in Milwaukee. In West Dallas, on my street.
Oh, the street. Oh, dude, you're saying it's not just downtown.
No. Yeah, we have a two-way street that you can get one car by because there's so much damn snow everywhere.
I was near where intern Jack grew up. Jack, I was like 40th in like Oklahoma-ish. And the side streets there, how did the people that live here park? I was like, if you didn't have an SUV, I don't even know how you'd get out of your spot. You'd be stuck for days.
Dude, I've had a recycling bin outside of my house for, without exaggeration, a month and a week because we put it out there, and when it happened, a bunch of snow came overnight and froze the freaking thing to the ground. So my recycling bin's been outside for a month frozen. I'm hoping this weekend we'll finally clear it out.
Which is funny because in a suburb, people will go nuts. If your trash can was out for weeks.
Oh, they're pissed, dude.
Oh, they are in West Dallas, too?
They're pissed. I got a notice.
Don't do that in, like, Delafield. They'll really lose their minds.
I got a notice inside of the recycling bin. Or actually, it was hanging on the outside. It said, advisory, we will ticket you if you don't remove this. And I'm like, it's frozen. I can't. I went out there with a shovel and, like, tried with ice pick at it.
Salt around it, yeah. You got to put salt around it. You didn't do that?
I didn't even.
Stop it. You didn't do that yet?
I didn't think to put salt.
Evans,
I can't. I can't see the wheels.
It doesn't matter. Put it around it. Let the ice around it melt.
I don't even know where the wheels
are. You have to do it in like stages. I had like the thickest sheet of ice on my driveway. It took more than one salting to get it off.
Allie, I'm not doing things in stages. I'm doing them in actually two stages.
Two stages.
Hurry up and wait. And damn it, is it warm enough yet? Those are the two stages I'm working with, okay?
Well, it's supposed to be up to the 30s this weekend. Please, God.
Please.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Riggs is gone today. It's just me and Gibbons and intern Jack.
Hello.
Hey, who grew up in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Did you grow up like 40th in Oklahoma?
44th in Oklahoma. Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Watch out, world.
Ha! So anyway, hits right where Forest Home hits it.
Yes.
Super annoying intersection when I...
The worst.
Yeah. Right by Alverno. You know what's up. All right. So Jack, you had me dying this morning because we were talking about our favorite fish fries in the city, and we all have different views on this.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one who says... A lot of them taste the same to me, okay? Fish fry, like fried fish is fried fish to me. Oh. I loved fish sticks growing up. I love tartar sauce.
Them's fighting words.
When you start frying things, they start to taste the same to me, right?
Ooh. Yes.
And I sure as hell don't order the baked cod, but maybe I should now on keto.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my, you know, but I've been to a few. I've been to Lakefront Breweries. I've been to Bushy's in Muskego, you know, around... Gibbons has like a list of places he loves.
Yes.
And then you've been traumatized.
I have been.
So wait, who's at the top of your list, Gibbons?
Well,
who?
I have categories, Allie.
Oh, Jesus. We don't have time. This isn't the Oscars, Gibbons.
The best tartar sauce in a fish fry goes to the Packing House. They make it in-house, and I had it, and I love it.
Okay.
I can eat the tartar sauce on its own.
Okay.
The best potato pancakes
mm-hmm.
go to Olivia's,
mm-hmm.
but the best overall fish fry...
This is Gibbons' opinion.
Mm-hmm, this is going to be controversial.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to call in and tell us.
Victor's was my all-time favorite fish fry.
I can't... Really? Wait, people eat at Victor's?
Yes. Yes, they do.
I've only been there at 3 a.m. wasted when we call it Victims.
I know.
Stop it.
I don't know what it was about it. The whole mixture of it just hit me in all the right spots of my taste buds.
Okay. I want you to tell your story, but 414-799-1037 if you want to call in and tell us your favorite fish fry. We're also talking about it on Facebook, and what was the number one answer so far on Facebook?
Right now, with all the comments, most people, the biggest one is Clifford's.
Uh-huh, which is on Forest Home over here in Hales Corner.
Yes. Okay.
I've been there, and a coworker actually had their wedding reception there.
Really?
It's like a supper club.
Up in the banquet hall upstairs?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. See?
Yep.
Okay, so Jack, why do you hate fish fries? You said you were traumatized as a child in Milwaukee. What happened?
Well, when you go to Catholic school, there's always a fish fry every Friday in the dingy grade school cafeteria. It's all white with bright colors. And you go down there to wait in line in the cafeteria like you would at lunch that day, like I already did, to get my hot lunch. Yeah. Now I'm in line with my mom to get a fish fry that my priest is probably just going to slap down in the styrofoam container. Cold fish. And then what? Oh, please go sit down on the children's chairs, you know, and sit with other parents and kids that you don't want to sit with. Not a fan.
So basically, you have this vision of a priest cooking fish in a basement of your church or your school as a kid, and it grossed you out.
It just really grossed me out, whole vibe.
It has to be a real, like, memory for kids around here.
Oh, my God,
You know what I mean?
It was a real fish turnoff, honestly. It was just...
So you don't do fish fries since then, or because your kid experiences? That's really funny.
Yeah, no, it's not the best.
Oh, my God. Well, our phones are blowing up. Let's hit one of them and see what these people have to say. That's hysterical. Hello, Kiss. Are you calling in about fish fries since we're officially in fish fry season?
Mm-hmm. I no longer have a favorite fish fry. It used to be the Chalet in West Dallas. They hit all the buttons. The fish was awesome. The tartar sauce was awesome. They had the rye bread with the salted rim, and I don't have a favorite anymore.
Why are you going to tell us about a place that's no longer around?
What I love is
I don't know if all you can eat, too. I'm so mad.
I love it how you are like, it hit all the buttons for me. It's true. When you find a restaurant that where you like every single thing on your plate for that meal, it really does change your life, I got to tell you. I'm sorry.
I am so mad. But thanks.
Thanks, girlfriend. 414-799-1037 about your fish fries. We're also getting tons of texts.
Did you see the text?
71037. Oh my God. So some people said, I live right behind Victor's and literally every Friday it smells so good in my apartment, but I can't bring myself to eat there.
Oh, that dude. Hold on. I too lived right down the street and it took me a little bit to go, but you gotta go. It's really worth it. It's damn good.
Somebody else said Clifford's and Hale's Corners, which we talked about. Somebody else said Hooligans in Milwaukee, Kegel's Inn in West Dallas. That's their opinion. Club Paragon, Gibbons, The Landing on Layton. They said it ticks all the boxes for sure.
Oh,
I have my own opinion. You try it, then you let me know. They're coming in like crazy, and we're also getting bad ones, but we don't want the bad ones.
No.
All right, hello, Kiss. Who's this, and what's your favorite fish fry, or what are you calling to discuss?
I'm calling Pelota's Restaurant in St. Francis. They've got baked and fried fish, potato pancakes, coleslaw, everything you could want.
What's it called again?
Pelona's.
Pelona's. Mm.
All right. It's his recommendation. All right.
Pelona's.
He's goofball. Thanks, buddy. Hey,
phones are blowing up.
I know. Of course. It's fish fry season in Wisconsin. It's totally fish fry season.
Damn right.
Hello, Kiss. What do you think about fish fries? You calling in with your favorite?
Yes. This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
There's a place called, it's a restaurant called Blue Heron.
Blue Heron.
Why have I heard about this? Where is it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I think it's Big Ben, but it's fish on crack. It is so
fish on crack.
Hey! I want my fish on a plate. I don't need my fish on crack. Okay.
Oh my gosh!
It's on a plate and it's all you can eat. Oh. And they give you, they have baked fish and fried fish, and they give you fried chicken as well. But it's so damn good.
Somebody said, check out the Fish Fry Lady of Washington County Facebook page. Oh my God, that's hysterical. People are texting in all their favorite places. The Hilltop in Tishigan, Lakefront Brewery, Jim Dandy's, Pets Oak Manor in South Milwaukee, Amelia's on East Layton. I got to tell you, J-Matt, our afternoon guy, we have a great article on our website, 1037kissfm.com, of his five best fish fries. And we also, right now on our Facebook, people are putting in, on the Kiss Facebook, are in their opinions.
You know what I've noticed? A lot of the places that are all you can eat, I can only take
you
one plate.
You can't eat it anyway.
No, I have like one plate. I'm good to go. I'm like, all right, good.
Well, that's why they do all you can eat, because they're like, they're not going to eat it anyway. And then we can upcharge it a little.
Take one more call.
Hello, Kiss FM. You calling about fish fries?
Hi, yes, I am. I actually have a couple places that I enjoy going for a good fish fry. One is in West Dallas. I think it's called Tompkins.
Yes.
So they have good wings and fish fries. So that was really good.
Been there.
Another one's in And then the other one's in Franklin. It gets really packed. It's called St. Martin's. It's right on St. Martin's Road.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Is there one that doesn't get packed? Maybe that's the one we... Like, honestly, maybe that's the one we shouldn't go to. Because I feel like fish fries are insane on Fridays.
I got to tell you the truth, though. When I went to Victor's and had my favorite...
No,
it was completely dead. I was like one of
Victor's.
Three people there.
That was Victor's.
It was Victor's at 5 in the afternoon. But I'm just saying, like, to me, that was my favorite.
5 in the afternoon? You're so funny.
It was happy hour, baby. I was trying to get drunk and get my fish fry on, girl.
Man, well, they're all coming in at 71037, the text. You can always call us and good talk. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, intern Jack. Jack was traumatized by the priest making the fish in the basement, slabbing it down on the styrofoam.
Oh.
So funny, man. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Tell to the Nah Gibbons. What's going on?
Mama G, okay? God bless her. She just moved into a new apartment, right? It's a really nice place. She loves it. It's great. Her two dogs have had a little bit of an issue with going to the bathroom inside, right?
Yeah.
So she nipped it in the bud.
Yeah.
She went out and bought herself some doggy diapers. So she's got our chocolate cocker... Wait, I'll do just wait.
How
just
old's
wait.
The dog again?
Snickers, the chocolate cocker spaniel, is like 15, 16.
Oh.
He's really old, right? So he's got issues. She puts the diaper on 15, 16-year-old Snickers. Snickers squats down and does his business.
Oh, and it comes out of the diaper.
You know why it came out of the diaper, Allie? Because for my little chocolate cocker spaniel, she bought doggy diapers for a Great Dane.
Oh, jeez.
I swear to God. She goes, Ryan, what do I do? They were expensive. Do I cut them up? I said, no, take them back to the store and get the right size. It's going to be okay.
Oh, jeez. That's funny. Mama G.
Only Mama G.
Only Mama G. You can always call them in 414-799-1037 or you can text them to 71037. And we always get so many good texts for Hell to the Nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, when your boyfriend's ex-fling texts his phone in the middle of the night asking about me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's weird.
I'm waking homeboy up like, yo, dude, what the hell?
Who does that in the middle of the night?
Somebody who's looking for a little what's it called? Who's it called? You know
but
what I'm
she's
saying?
The girl texted him asking about the new girl.
I know. I think
interesting.
In my mind, I have it being like, so.
Oh, you think it's a threesome in your mind?
No. I think she was texting like, are you and Sally still a thing? It's late night. Let's hang out. Come on,
that
girl.
Makes sense.
Come on, man.
When I'm on dating sites last night.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, Gibbons. So I'm on Bumble. I'm on Tinder. I'm on all these sites, right?
Damn, okay.
And I'm working it. And I'm just dying because I've never seen so many profiles where people wrote, literally, no Trumpsters. Oh my God, people write this on dating. Wild.
Remember back in the day when your political affiliations and who you voted for was like a thing no one would talk about?
You never would have seen a political statement on a dating profile 10 years ago, and now people are writing all this political stuff on their dating profiles. And a lot of people also write that they don't want anything to do with politics on their profile.
Keep it out!
And then I'm like, well, if you ain't voting, I ain't swiping on your ass, okay? So keep it moving, but I'm just telling you, online dating is a straight hell to the Nah.
So wait, you're on... I knew you were on Bumble. You mentioned that earlier. You're on...
I don't go on it, though. Like, that's the thing. I'll go on it, and then I'll swipe, and then I'll forget about it. So, like, on Bumble, you only have 24 hours. So, like, the guy that wrote me back last night, I haven't even responded to that guy.
Okay, hold on.
See what I mean? I don't have time for this at the end of the day. I don't know why I bother.
I know. Honest question. When you're on Bumble, and you're swiping on these guys, knowing that they have to, like, you have to match them, and you have to reach out, and you have 24 hours to do it.
If they match with me, yes.
What part of you doesn't go, let me look in 12 hours and see what's there and who matched? Like, because you're
because I don't care enough. That's the problem.
You're
see?
Inching out. You want to get there. You want to get there.
Like, I just don't know what I want. That's the first problem. So when I'm on a dating site, I don't know if I want a relationship. I don't know if I just want to meet someone to hang out with when my kids are gone and have fun. I don't know right now. That's my problem.
How
and I don't really care.
How long ago was it that you were swiping on Bumble, specifically Bumble?
Like last night.
Can we go on? Can you? No, I don't
what
even
want
to be a part.
Do on it right now.
No, no. I just want you to go and see if anyone's matched because you could find Mr.
See.
Right. You could find Prince
yeah, but
Charming.
Maybe I'm happy. Like I don't. I have two great kids.
You
like,
do.
Why do I? All I got to hear is the drama from everybody else's relationship. You think I want that? I got enough in my life.
But no, you're.
Come
there's
on.
No, no. Hold on. There's a reason. Maybe it's even subconscious. There's a reason why you're doing it. You're not just swiping just to swipe. So what the hell? You got to see what's out there. You gotta see what you're putting forth.
What do you think of this guy? He's got a kid. Is he too corny looking though? This guy looks a little corny to me. This guy matched with me.
He does
he's too
seem,
corny for me, isn't he?
You're judging it on the photo's kind of goofy, but is he making
it's
making
online dating. All we judge on is looks. Come on.
I know, but
it's so superficial. That's the whole funny thing about it.
I gotta see more of this guy's photos.
No,
I can't
I
judge
think
him on just
he's kind of corny because, and he's not tall enough. And that was the other funny thing.
Oh, Christ. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Do you know
please.
This guy?
No, but
I thought you were gonna say you knew him.
No, no, no. You're not one of those types.
He's
who
cute.
Puts in your dating profile, you have to be at least 5'10 for me to swipe left.
Well,
are you?
No, but can I tell you something?
Yes.
You know how many profiles I read from men that said, yes, I'm tall, stop asking. Like, it was like every single profile said apparently height's a big thing.
Bro,
on these things.
When
I'm 6 feet tall. I'm not dating a guy shorter than me.
When I was on Tinder, every girl's profile, not dating guys below 5'9". You gotta be athletic if you're gonna roll with me. And I'm like,
yes.
I'm short and fat.
Right. You're like, screw you.
Yeah.
Hope you like a little pushing for the cushion.
Come
man.
On, damn it.
It's funny, though, because, I mean, I was doing a lot of swiping the other way. I wasn't swiping for dudes. There was a lot of turnoffs in these. And the other funny thing guys would write on their online dating profiles was, I get it. You're a dog mom and you like to travel. And I thought that is a rip on all the women's profiles, and that's hysterical.
And is
dude.
That one you would swipe right on based on personality? Because that
no.
seems like he's in your
no. Because I'm a dog mom, and he's he, like he's like he's funny, but now
oh,
it's still
see,
a dig.
You're missing out on the yang to your ying, Allison. Come on, man.
There was one guy that had me dying. He said something like, I have kids. I don't consider them baggage, but lugging them through the airport's a pain in the ass.
Amen.
Like, now that guy's funny. That's funny. See? Oh, man. Well, I don't know how I got on my online dating there on Hell to the Nah.
That's one giant Hell to the Nah.
That's a big, big Hell to the Nah.
You're missing out on Prince Charming,
I don't
damn it.
Know if I care.
You do care because you wouldn't be on lap if you didn't care.
They invented rabbits for a reason, Gibbons.
Oh, Jesus.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7. KissFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great. We're going to see how good you are at this.
Oh, me not good. Me great. It's in my name, me bumbaclot.
Uh-huh. Well, we were going to see about that.
Oh,
because
okay.
I have somebody in my mind. And I want to know if you can guess them by only asking me yes or no questions.
Better believe it.
This is what you claim you can do.
The record don't lie, okay? The record don't lie.
All right, well, we'll see.
All right, are you ready to
I'm
roll?
Ready. Let's go, dude.
All right, are you thinking of someone that really exists?
Yes.
Perhaps you've got a female on your mind?
I do.
Girl power.
Mm-hmm.
Is this someone who's maybe an adult older than 18?
Yes, she is.
Does this person maybe have children of her own?
No.
No kids, okay. Has this person that you're thinking of ever recorded any albums?
No. No.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who has acted in adult films?
Nope.
Perhaps you got an actor on your brain, though, someone who acts a little bit?
Nope. Not even close.
Are you thinking of somebody whose age is older than 40?
No. Not even close.
You had to think about that, though.
She's not even close to 40.
Is this an athlete, perhaps?
Nope.
Maybe this person's a model.
She is.
Okay, she we're is. Getting warmer here. On your brain, is there someone who has a famous sibling?
I don't think so. No.
All right, on your brain, is there someone whose hair is blonde?
Sometimes, yeah. Yes, it is right now.
Okay, is this person married?
Yes. Yes, she is.
In love. Maybe you got someone on your mind linked to that Justin Bieber guy.
She is linked to Justin Bieber. Yes, she has connections
okay.
to him. Yes, she does.
All right, so let me clear up my crystal ball. Pretty sure I got this one really
okay.
quickly. Now, she was being known as Hailey Baldwin, but
uh-huh.
we know her now as Mrs. Hailey Bieber.
Correctamundo!
There you go.
Am I the only one who's surprised they're still together? I mean, it's been a couple months now.
Oh, I'm not. They'll be together for at least a year before they split.
The romantic expert, Allie, knows it's going to be at least a year.
I mean, all these couples that have lasted over the test of time that got married in 3 months. I mean, don't you know so many of them?
Oh, yes.
Yowzas. Oh. It was Haley Baldwin. You win. So what's your record now?
15 wins. One loss on a technicality,
well,
but that
we
doesn't
had to reset
matter.
We had to reset the tally because he lost so damn much.
No, we had to reset.
Put you out of retirement.
We had to reset the tally because the people up above wanted season 7.
Lies,
if you
fake
want to
news.
Try to stump
Lies.
Gibbons, you're fake news. And nobody stump Gibbons are great. That's right, Bumble Clouds.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
I get it. This is so funny. One of my friends has teenagers.
Uh-huh. Teenage boys?
Yeah. And one of them is almost done with high school and the other one's already in college. He's like a freshman or a sophomore. I can't remember.
Okay. I thought they were a little younger.
So No. They're like 16, 18, these boys.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
And the mom is pretty hip and pretty cool. I know it sounds funny to say a mom's pretty hip because a kid never thinks their mom's cool, but you know, she's a partier in some ways and not a bad mom partier. Like, she'll go out on the weekends with her husband. They have teenagers, you know, they go out, they have drinks,
totally.
They have lots of friends, they have a social life, fine. So she's not like one of those people who's not connected to the partying world. Let's just leave it like that.
Knows what's happening.
So she goes into her son's room and her sons are in there and there's a bunch of boys. And it reeks a pot. Reeks.
Oh, come
on. She said she flings the door open. They're all in there vaping, right?
Uh-huh.
And she can smell pot. And so she walks in. She's like, what the hell? Because she doesn't smoke. She's actually a pretty fit person, but she just drinks a lot, right?
Yeah.
She goes, what the hell? What the hell's going on in here? We're just farting.
Are you kidding me?
Her kids tried to tell her they were not smoking pot. They were farting, these boys. I about lost it. She's like, you guys think I was born yet? Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I don't know what pot smells like? And I was dying, and I was like, I cannot wait till my kids are teenagers. I'm going to bust them so hard, dude. But have you ever heard that as an excuse?
No, I've...
I mean, that's not even a good excuse. That's a horrible excuse.
Hold on. I know some friends who at one point got busted by a little brother of theirs, right?
And yeah.
And little brother was like, what's that smell? And I know that these people, I wouldn't even call them friends, people I knew, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, were like, it's a candle.
That's to the kid.
It's a candle. And then that was a better excuse than we're just farting to a mother.
Yeah.
So what did mom say?
Mom just said, you guys are all idiots. You think I don't know what's going on in here? We swear we were just farting. It's just we have gas, mom. And she was like, I know you're smoking pot, you idiots. And they were like, no. And these boys just continued to try to tell their mother that they were passing gas with their friends. And there was no pot smoking. And I thought, dude, if my kids tried to use that on me.
Kids, denial is a river in Egypt. Deny till you die is a phrase to use when you know can get away with it. You're busted.
What would you have said if your mom? I mean, first of all, I'm trying to think. Like, my mom caught me drinking in high school.
Dude, my mom caught me drinking.
She definitely stole my booze from under my bed, and I remember being pissed.
My mom grabbed a 6-pack of Corona from me when I was in 8th grade and threatened to send me to rehab. But
to send me to rehab. She should have done it. You'd probably be better now.
I wouldn't be here with you guys, and it'd be a terrible life I'd be living. Now, intern Jack was in the other studio and was throwing his arms up and down. Did you get caught?
Did you do this?
I've been there a few times with my
mom.
Were
your mom busted you smoking and you lied and said you were doing something else?
I can't say that used farting as an excuse. I think it probably was a pretty good joint if they said that it was farting. Use that excuse.
I try to take myself back to when I used to lie to my parents and be like, were they dumb enough? Because my parents were not, I mean, they weren't that cool. And I feel like my generation, Generation X, is way cooler than and every generation's cooler, but I'm saying more progressive, essentially.
Yes.
Like, our parents were buttoned up, everybody was married, you know, you didn't see a lot of now everybody's divorced, we're much more casual, we're much more laid back about life. Things are different in the world, right?
Hold on.
Drug use is much bigger. I mean, it's like...
Intern Jack is telling a story about, and he's admitting to it, when he got busted, okay? I'm looking at him and I'm going, he doesn't seem like that type. Jack, do me a favor and hold up your phone. On the back of intern Jack's phone, what he's got it? A credit card that is tie-dye colored. The dude comes in here wearing Grateful Dead hoodies every day.
I mean, hello. What is that? You have to question that.
He smells like patchouli oil. Intern Jack's a hippie.
See?
Intern Jack's a little hippie.
Now we're going to get lit up for stereotyping pot smokers. I'm kidding.
Come on. What are you doing?
I'm joking. Like, could you imagine? Just being like, oh, you smell like patchouli oil. You can't say that. You can't say that. So that's funny that you did that.
Now, to tie a nice little bow on this, did mom find and then steal the kid's stash?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I'll have to ask her.
We gotta know. I gotta know if she found and took the stash.
She doesn't smoke. That's my point. She doesn't smoke pot.
Yeah, but she should
still. So what's she gonna do with their pot?
Save it for a rainy day.
To take it away from those damn kids, Allie, because
her
we
kids
know.
In college!
Allie,
come on.
We know that's a gateway drug. We all know it. It leads to munchies and junk food and God knows what else.
Well,
but
it's a new one that kids use. Mom, I'm farting, not smoking pot.
Those kids are
unbelievable.
Those kids are in direct violation of two big rules. The first one being there's no hope with dope.
Yep.
And the second being don't be stupid, you moron. Come on, man.
So funny. Jeez.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Riggs is in lacrosse today. He'll be back tomorrow. He'll tell us why. I'm hoping.
Where'd he go?
Big stuff. And then it's me and Givens today. So, Givens, what did you learn on the show today?
Oh, I learned on the show this morning.
What?
That Allie is contributing to the drug problem with young people in this country. And let me tell
please.
You why. Because two young boys in her life got busted smoking pot, and Allie did nothing about it. Okay, they weren't Allie's
kids. They were my kids. My kids are 5 and 7. If I busted my 5 and 7 year old smoking pot, they'd be dead.
You weren't exactly there to bust the kids. They weren't your kids, but you did nothing about it, and therefore, you're the problem.
Oh, please, the D.A.R.E. program's going to call me now. Yeah, my friend busted her kids smoking pot, or teenagers, and they tried to tell her they were farting. That was what the smell was. And she goes, do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I was born yesterday, punks?
Okay, now what I actually learned.
One of them's over 18, one's like 16.
Your friend has the dumbest kids ever. That's the dumbest excuse.
The kids really thought the mom wasn't going to know that they were smoking pot. I thought that was so funny.
Man, wait, what can
She's
we
like,
tell
really?
Her?
Come on, dude.
What do we tell her, man? Hey, if she comes in, just tell her we farted, man.
So bad. So, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you learn this morning, Allie?
I learned that you are a criminal, and you clearly don't know how to just find a damn parking space that you're allowed to park in.
Hey!
Because you knew you weren't supposed to park outside the school.
Yeah.
You knew that it said no parking at this time.
But everybody else was doing it.
Well, then I guess you're just a follower, aren't you?
Oh,
and so
damn.
Then Gibbon saw everyone parking their cars, and he went, I'm going to do that because I got to run get my girlfriend's kid from school. So he parks the car, and then he sees a cop giving tickets and runs back.
And I got away with it. You should be giving me props.
Are you going to do it again today? Yes,
of course
you are.
Of course I am.
Hey, West Dallas Popo, you hear that?
Hey, Dan Devine, let your people know that I'm good to go,
Dan
okay?
Dan Devine, we don't do privileges for people.
Please, Dan Devine.
You're calling out the mayor of West Dallas to try to break the law, you punk.
I am. Are you surprised?
Kevin, you're going straight to hell.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.